This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry, Monday.
Jerry, the dairy industry is sifting through the details of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada trade agreement as to its pros and cons for dairy farmers. How does it stack up in your estimation?
We didn't gain much, if anything, and we probably lost some ground because the Mexicans have imposed tariffs on our cheese in retaliation to the steel and aluminum tariffs we imposed. Our cheese is priced 25% higher than it would otherwise be priced. And even though we have a trade deal in principle, that 25% tariff could stay around until sometime in 2020 once all three countries have signed off on the deal and it becomes official. So our manufacturers are running at a real handicap to suppliers from New Zealand and Europe. We could lose some market share in the process of getting this whole thing done.
Tuesday.
Risk management expert Carl Babler of Atten Babler joins us to look at milk price volatility. That has become a buzzword in the dairy market. Why is that?
Well, over the time, Bill, the movement and the rapid change of the milk price is on futures particularly and eventually to the announced price has been pretty exaggerated, and that rapid change. And if we look at the definition of volatility, it's the rate of price change. And of course, farmers that have been around everything since 2006 have felt the impact of what was called a very volatile market. I mean, you were moving from $20 milk to $9 milk, from $21 milk down to $14 milk, and then most recently back there in 15 when you went from $24 milk all the way down into early 16 to 13.40. This is volatility. That's fairly rapid change. Over a year or so, the market moves dramatically, and so that's why it's become a buzzword.
Wednesday.
Dr. Tim Brown, Director of Technical Support for Soy Plus and Soy Chlor. Tell us your definition of bypass protein.
Well, bypass protein is dietary protein. It's something that cows eat that does not get disassembled, so to speak, by the microbes in the rumen. The bacteria and the protozoa in the rumen of the cow typically will take a portion of any dietary protein and dismantle it into its component parts, whether those parts be the amino acids, the building blocks of proteins, or maybe even break it down further into just some of its chemical components, the nitrogen, carbon, hydrogen. And a certain portion of the dietary protein gets broken down like this. Well, this is called degradable protein. But that protein that doesn't get broken down, that protein that remains in its original chemical form all the way through the rumen, and that as that dietary protein passes on to the small intestine in its original form, that's called bypass protein. In essence, it's protein of feed origin that is bypassing the rumen.
Thursday.
Many in the dairy industry are preparing for the joint annual meeting coming up later this month to discuss policy, promotion, and research. It's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. Joining us with a preview is National Milk's Chris Galen.
Yes, this year we'll be talking about, again, some of the challenges that are facing farmers, particularly from an economic standpoint. But importantly, we've had a lot of achievements so far this year, actually dating back to the end of last year with the tax reform bill, which we were able to use to preserve the Section 199 co-op deduction. So we'll talk about the implications of that. Certainly the new revised NAFTA agreement has achieved one of our main goals, which is keeping our export markets to Mexico open and intact. The Farm Bill process will provide an update on that. And the good news is that actually back in February, we were able to get additional financial resources for the dairy program that allowed more farmers this year to avail themselves of the margin protection program. And the program's paid more than $200 million so far this year. So that's certainly an achievement. And then the last thing we'll talk about, at least on the national milk side of the program, is where we are with the FDA's efforts to regulate the use of dairy terms on these non-dairy plant-based imitators. There's an open public comment process right now, and we'll be talking to our members about how they can weigh in with the FDA so that we can hopefully then prompt FDA to take action against these mislabeled imitation dairy products.
This has been Dairy Rewind. I'm Bill Baker.